The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forware. Praise Forware is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forware. I am super excited to be joining you today once again. How are you? I want to believe that you're having a great time. Now, today we're going to be looking at time-tested tips to effective family life or marital communication. You know, we started this series a while back and I'm super excited at the feedback I've been getting from many of you. Communication is the bedrock of every relationship. If you don't master it, your relationship is most likely going to struggle. In my 20 years of working with families and troubled marriages, consistently, most of the problems they've presented are communication problems, at least 80% of the problems. Now, when couples don't understand their communication clues and they don't master communication, they will merely be talking at each other instead of effectively communicating with themselves. Now, the moment your communication is broken down, you can be sure that may be the end of your relationship. Now, today, we're going to start looking at time-tested tips to effective marital communication. Now, I love a statement that was accredited to an unknown author. It says, keys to a good relationship is to accept each other's faults, to discuss and not argue, and to always do your best to control your feelings when upset. Keys to a good relationship is to accept each other's faults, to discuss and not argue, and always do your best to control your feelings when upset. The first tip to effective communication is, one, determine your signal and be intentional about it at all times. This is often dependent on your self-image or personal identity. There is something I used to teach in my classes called the power of signal, that every human being has got their signal. Whether you know it or you don't know it, you are always sending a signal. There are people who send the right signal, some send wrong signal, others send mixed signal, but there are a few send no signal. What I say to people is this: when they tell me you cannot determine what people say about you, that is correct at certain level, but at a higher level, you can predetermine people's perception of you. That is the purpose of media. The goal of media oftentimes is not to tell the truth. The goal of media is to drive a narrative and make it believable that if people spend 5 minutes with you, there is something they take away from you. If after spending 10 minutes with you, what they think of you is the signal you are sending. Now, when it comes to determining your signal, because I tell people that right signal plus the right reach will always equal to quality subscribers base, especially if that signal is consistent. If I mention CNN to you, what comes to your mind? You know it's news. If football comes to your mind, then something is wrong. If I mention Sky Sports to you, if comedy comes to your mind, something is fundamentally wrong, because everyone knows that Sky Sports is all about sports. If I mention the name Tiger Woods, what comes to your mind? Of course, you know, it's golf. If I mention Serena Williams, you know, it's lawn tennis. If I mention Maradona or Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, it's football. Now, how are you able to easily identify the signal these people are sending? Because they send the same signal consistently and they've got reach. If I mention John Omoskuli, what comes to your mind, I'm sure there is nothing that will come to your mind. It doesn't mean that name doesn't exist. It simply means that that name has got no signal yet that is visible to any of you. So you need to understand that you are consistently sending a signal. So if I ask you to type down or write down 5 descriptive words that will describe you and govern your behavior perfectly, what will those words be? You can write them right now. If I now ask you to choose one that would govern you, govern your behavior, the one word you want to be known for, if I ask you to write that word down, what will that be? Well, you've got to answer that question for yourself, because a whole lot of us do not know that there is a signal we're outputting, there's the energy and the vibration we're emitting consistently. So when it comes to signal, you need to ask, praise for where is Dutch. If you say praise is compassionate, it means everything about you must be full of compassion. If you say praise is nice, it means everything about you has got to be nice, from your communication to your approach to life to your attitude to everything you do. So when it comes to this determining your signal and being intentional about your signal, you need to know that your communication is a representation of who you are. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That I can literally know who you are by what you say, or because your word is a representation of your identity, your personality, and the depth that resides in you. You would hardly see me call anyone stupid, foolish, or use sneering remark at people. Why? Because I know who I am. So when it comes to this communication, you need to learn to use less of, you know, you, more of I statements, right? So don't point accusing fingers. I perceive that I could be wrong, but this is what I'm thinking, right? And don't get upset because I could be wrong. So I just need clarification. Instead of, I know that you are very bad. Once you say that, you put people in the defensive mode where they will defend themselves. You see, everything you want to communicate, you need to always give a benefit of the doubt, because even when you think you're accurate, you may not be accurate. The number two thing there is you need to visualize the pleasure of your signal. Now, if you say praise is compassionate, trust me, the day you make that decision, all hell is going to be let loose. A whole lot of people are going to come to step on your toes. What would be your response? Now, if you go ahead to dance to their tune, it means they're in control of your life. But if you output compassion, or if you say praise is kind, if kindness is what you consistently output, it will not be pleasant to your body initially. There is always that fight. The old you is going to fight the new you. But if you visualize, what will it be like if they throw stones at me and my response is love, or my response is kindness, or my response is compassion? It's not about the other people. It's about you sticking to your guns, protecting your identity, sending out your signals intentionally. Trust me, this is not gonna be easy, but it is doable. I always used to be defensive, but I realized that it's a behavioral issue that you can behave yourself into once you pre-visualize the pleasure of everywhere you go when people say, oh wow, praise is so kind. Number three, defend your signal against all odds. Defend your signal against all odds, right? That sometimes I facilitate training, and at the end of the training, I ask the participant, how does this training make you feel? There is a word I always look out for, and the word is wow. From the time I ask 5 people to respond, 3 of them are saying wow. It's the only way they can express what the training made them feel. Now, that was predetermined, and every action within the training was built to elicit that feed forward from them. So defend your signal against all earth. People are going to come at you. People are going to talk about you. They're going to talk you down. If you lose it, then you have lost yourself. And that's why I'm not asking you to defend five words. I only need you to defend one word that represents you. It doesn't mean you are weak. It actually means you are strong, because meekness is strength under control, which means what I can do by my power, I refuse to do it in my wisdom because I know better. So I have the power to jail someone or to kill someone, but I refuse to kill the person because I have picked a signal that says praise is kind. Now my kindness will not go in sync with getting violent with a person. So defend your signal against all us. Why don't you do that this week and get back to share what your experience has been like? Number four, be constructive in expressing your negative feelings. See, you don't have to squeeze your face to express your negative feelings. You need to be constructive to say, hey, this is what I feel, right? Can I know why this and this and this is happening? I mean, we can always make everything conversational. Even if you have to fire someone, you can always make it conversational to say, hey, what do you think? This is what I feel. So you need to be constructive in expressing your negative feelings. And the last thing is, keep a daily bliss journal of five things to be grateful for about your spouse. Now, this is incredible. If you can do it, it's a game changer, because there are times your spouse has hurt you deeply that you no longer see any good thing about them. That is also an exaggeration, because for every good thing, that a bad thing you see in your spouse, there is always a corresponding good. It might be too mundane. For example, you might dress well and you don't see that. She might be intelligent and you don't see that. She might be a good mother and you don't see that. Might be a good father. He might be a good playmate to his children, but you don't see that because you have allowed your hurts and your pain to cloud your sense of judgment. Your screen is already cracked and you are processing things through the screen of the pain that person has inflicted on you. So why don't you keep a daily journal from today of five things to be grateful for about your spouse? So go ahead, pick your signal this week and begin to live and fight for your signal. When I come back next time, we're going to be going to the number two effective tip to effective communication. I hope this has been helpful. Please don't forget, send us a mail. Let us know how you feel about this podcast. I always tell people, it is no longer bragging. We are the number one family life innovator across the globe right now. So you do not want to miss out on some of the authentic and original insights that we dish out in here. I believe your relationship is going to work. Thank you very much for always joining Family Engineering with Praise for Aware. I honor you. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail, podcast@iampraisefulware.com, or visit our stores, www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139. Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +2348108571139.